Coach Quanzo Martin, head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers, joins us here on Overtime. Coach, a big matchup tomorrow in Fayetteville, nationally televised, the Tennessee Volunteers. You, like Arkansas, have struggled on the road this year. What's it going to take for Tennessee to try and get a win tomorrow in Fayetteville?
Well, you obviously have to match their intensity at home. They're a very talented team at home. They really compete. They get out and pressure you. They turn the ball over. They get out and run and transition. So you have to match their level of intensity and their level of toughness. Make the extra pass. Be strong with the basketball, all the little things that we teach. And then you have to combat that crowd, because once they start turning you over, they get easy baskets, that crowd really gets involved, and it can be a long night for you. So first and foremost, being able to handle the press and take care of the basketball.
Coach, I know during football practice, they would bring in like loudspeakers and pump in music or crowd noise whenever we're going to play a road game. What do you do? Do you do anything different to kind of prepare for the atmosphere on playing a road game?
We don't necessarily do anything different, but what we do as a staff, we have our guys when they go away from our bench in the second half, we kind of, as a staff, we're on one end, those guys on the other end, and they have to do a really good job of communicating with each other, being vocal in certain situations, talking through things. And it's a simple thing, but it's a big thing, because I think our struggles, especially on the road, when we get in that second half away from our bench, when everybody has to be clicking on all cylinders and you have to pay attention to detail and you have to be vocal in all areas, and we have some breakdowns in that department. So those are the things we try to do at home for our guys.
Coach, you have three players averaging double figures. Talk about those three: Jordan McRae, Jarnell Stokes, and Trey Golden.
We're talented guys, you know. And Trey Golden's case, he's probably doubtful for the game on Saturday because he had a hamstring strain on our last game at home against Vanderbilt, so he's probably doubtful. Then you have Jordan McRae, who's really scoring the ball well for us, and he's shooting at a good percentage. He's getting to the free throw line. He's shooting his pull-up. He's shooting a three-point ball. He's coming off the ball screen, so he's scoring in a variety of ways. And I think Jarnell Stokes is just playing at an elite level right now, especially in the past two games, of being assertive, being aggressive, demanding that double team, but also passing out of that double team and making good decisions, but ultimately really crashing off the glass and doing a great job of rebounding.
Coach, you started 0-3 in the conference and 3-1 since. How big is this game to accomplish your goals that your team and you have set so far for this year?
Well, I think it's big. I mean, because one, you're playing as a very talented team, a very well-coached team, so you have those things combined. You know, obviously it's a national televised game, and both teams are trying to do the same thing. You kind of consistently win games, and we're trying to get a road win. They're trying to stay on par and win home games, because the things we talk about when you're trying to finish at the top of the league, you got to protect your home court, then you have to find ways to win road games. So for those guys, it's protecting their home court. And now for us, it's finding a way to win a road game.
Talk about Arkansas, Coach. What concerns you about Mike Anderson's club?
Well, Mike does a great job in preparation with his guys. They're always prepared. They're ready to play. They play hard. They compete. And then when you have, you know, 8, 9, 10 guys that can play hard, doesn't get exhausted, don't show signs of fatigue, and they're constantly coming at you for 40 minutes, it's an exhausting thing if you haven't been through it on a consistent basis. I've seen Mike, and I've always admired the way Mike coached. When I was assistant coach, we played against Mike's team when he was at Mizzou. So you know what he brings to the table. They won't let up. They'll continue to compete. They attack the rim offensively, penetrate, dual penetration, get in that lane, get offensive rebounds. It's one of those deals. I mean, you're playing a team on both sides of the ball where it's high intensity and they're coming at you.
Coach, you played at Purdue under Gene Cady. What kind of influence did he have on you, and when did you really know that you wanted to be a coach?
Well, I think, you know, Coach was a great coach, a wonderful man, but I thought the biggest lessons and the most value I gained from Coach Cady was off the court, and how to develop into a young man and ultimately into a man, you know, how to have a family, to raise children, that sort of thing. So I saw Coach in that realm. He was a fiery coach, but a good man. Wonderful man, great teacher. But I think I learned most lessons from Coach on how to handle business off the court.
Talk about Coach Cady. Have you talked to him recently? He coached at Arkansas under Eddie Sutton. Have you asked him anything about, okay, what should I be ready for when we play up there tomorrow?
Well, I already know it's going to be a tough environment. I talk to Coach at least, you know, once every 2 weeks. We talk quite a bit. But when I was at Missouri State as a head coach a couple years back, we played Arkansas. and we came up short there. So I know the atmosphere. I know the fan base. They really get after it. Great fan base. So, I mean, we know we're getting ourselves into it. Just a matter for our guys being mentally locked in to fight from start to finish.
Quanzo Martin, head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers, joins us here on Overtime with Matt Jones and Trey Schaap. Coach, are you surprised at how this SEC race is shaking out, or is everybody trying to catch Florida now?
I think you have to put Ole Miss up there as well. You can't count out Kentucky. They got a big win, big road win at Ole Miss. I mean, I think Florida's playing at a high level on both ends of the floor, which is, you know, good to see. That's what happens. That's what experience does for you. A coach that's been in the trenches does a tremendous job putting his guys in position to be successful. But I think you have to put Ole Miss right today. They had a tough loss at home, but they're playing really well. They have all the parts to be successful. So after that, everybody's just kind of bunched up in there trying to find their way.
Coach, is rebounding a lost art? It seems like players, for some teams, they can rebound, and some teams, they can. And for Arkansas fans right now, it seems like they are struggling trying to rebound the basketball.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a lost art. I've never been in one of Mike's practices, but I know they teach boxing out and rebounding, so I know that's understood because he's a great coach. But I just think that there has to be a level of desire and a level of toughness to go get rebounds, to put a body on somebody and box somebody out, because when you watch their team take charges in a game, so that's giving up your body. So I know they give up their body and box it out, but it just – that has to be something. That's a desire to go get rebounds on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively, you have to put your body on somebody and box them out. I mean, we spend a lot of time with that. We give up some here and there, but it just has to be in you.
As you said, Trey Golden might not be able to play. Who are you going to look for to step up? Is it going to be by committee, or who's been having a good week of practice?
Well, he went down for us early in the first half against Vanderbilt at home. And obviously, a tough loss. You guys, your point guard, your leader. But Brandon Lopez, who's a walk-on for us, came in and played really well and finished the game. But he's been in those tough games before. We played Wichita State here, got a win. Xavier here, and he played in those games and played well. But Jordan McCray's been starting the point for us, been doing a really good job facilitating offense, but also with the mentality to score at 6'5", 6'6", with his length and getting in the lane and shooting the pull-ups. But it'll be a more committee thing, but we've been through it before.
Coach Quanzo Martin joins us here on Overtime. Coach Pat Bradley, who played at Arkansas and held the SEC three-point record until it was broken by a player there at Tennessee, Chris Lofton, a couple of years ago, wanted me to ask you, he does a show before us, he wanted me to ask you, when do you break out the orange blazer and will you break it out tomorrow in Fayetteville?
No, I won't. I broke it. I only wear it against Vanderbilt. So I wore it when we played Vanderbilt on ESPNU Tuesday night. So that's the only time I wear it against Vanderbilt. So next time I wear it, I think – I'm not sure what day it is. When we play at Vanderbilt, I wear it. But that's the only time I wear it.
I think Pat likes that orange blazer when you put it on and sport it.
Well, I might have to wear it one more time for Pat then.
It might be good luck charm. Yeah, get a victory. You know, all coaches, all players are a little bit superstitions. Do you have anything that that maybe you're a little superstitious about?
Not really. I really don't. I try to stay completely away from that because all of a sudden something goes wrong. You want to change different hotels. I just try to lock in on the game itself and the preparation of the game and let everything fall in place.
Coach Quanzo Martin, thanks so much for joining us here on Overtime. We'll see you tomorrow in Fayetteville, and then we'll see you over in Nashville for the SEC basketball tournament.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.